you tell me about your neighborhood and what you grew up in?
Well, when I was 6 months old, we moved into the middle of 3 acres. And there was nobody down there but us. And there was a wagon path, which was our street. And we were the only house down there in the woods. And it was supposed to be the city dump. But since the city had decided it was too close to the town, and they hoped the town would grow. Since my daddy worked for the city, they let him have it for $200. And we cleared off the bottom half acre. Well, it was really an acre and a half. We had a barn, and a cow, and chickens, and rabbits, and pigeons my brother wanted. And then we had the rest was in the garden. And there was a creek on both sides of it.
Can you describe the cave for me?
It had a square, and it had a sign on it where you were supposed to park the buggies. And my mom and daddy were one of the first people to have a car, because it belonged to the city, and since he was the city engineer, we were big shots. And the city said it was okay if Mama drove it, because she had 9 children who needed to get places. So one day she was going around the square, and one of them, I don't remember which, nearly fell out of the car, because it didn't have a top. And she parked the car and went and got my daddy, and my daddy took them home, and she never drove a car again.
Well, can you tell me how the square or the city looked? Was it the street paved, or?
Right around the square was paved. Now, Claremont Avenue wasn't paved, and Constellin was paved to the square going east. But what's now known as East Constellin was just a wagon path.
Were there any main arteries like Scott Boulevard?
Church
Street?
Church Street was just a little street. I mean, just a path, more or less. More like Claremont one.
Have you seen a lot of growth in the cave?
Oh, yeah. I remember when Scott Boulevard was cut. It was Mr. Ridley's farm. And he had a old tenant farm on it named Lacey. And she lived right at the intersection of what was Coventry Road and is now Scott Boulevard. And they, West Westchester School is, was a cotton field. Hmm.
Now, can you describe your house to me?
It had a bathroom, which is an oddity in Decatur.
At that time.
Uh-huh, because it was new then, and there was a front porch, it wasn't screened, and then a living room, and a dining room, and a breakfast room, which we never did use because there was 11 of them, and a kitchen, and a back porch, and then it had 3 bedrooms and 1 bath, and we had a back porch where the icebox was. And that's where we did most of our canning in the summertime.
Tell me about the barn.
The barn was about 300 yards from the house. And it was my duty once every 4 weeks to go down there and milk the cow. And it was cold and it was scary because it was that far from the house.
Well, did you have I understand you had a mushroom plant.
Yeah, now that was to have been the city cesspool. But as I said, it was too close to the square,